Good. Now, ladies and girls, well, the boys can help us. No. The boys, you sit up straight. Look this way with your arms folded. And the girls and mums, I've got a quiz for you, okay? Now, here's there's a picture behind these flowers, okay? As soon as you know, don't call out, ladies, girls, don't call out. Just put your hand up if you think you know the picture, what the picture is behind these flowers, okay? Anybody? Nobody? Okay, I'll give you a bit of a clue, okay? There we go. Better get the boys to help. No, they still don't know. No, okay, a little bit more. Okay, here we go. Right. Oh. No, still no good. Don't call out. Put your hand up. Okay.
Is it a battleship?
No. Okay, hey, what about that? That's a lot easier, surely. Oh dear, we're going to be here a long time. What do you think it can be? Okay. Ah, oh, don't call out, Sunday school teachers. Yes, a train. Oh, brilliant. Okay, a train. And what sort of train? Who? Yep. What sort of train? Who? No. The rocket? No. No, but that's a good one. Yep. Dave. Yay! Well done, that man. Okay. He remembers when it was made. Okay, don't you? Now, I think a couple of weeks ago, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, they'd just completed a makeover or whatever they do with trains, refurbishment or whatever. I don't know what you call it, but it cost £7 million, whatever. And then they decided that they would go from, anybody know where they started off on their maiden? They arrived at York. They started at King's Cross. Okay. They started at King's Cross, and then they went up to York. There was a man, and I think his name was Ryan. And what he did, he thought, I want to see this train. So he set out early in the morning, and he went into let's have a look and see what he did. Because he went to see the Flying Scotsman. There we go. He thought that might happen. Well, I never. Thank you very much. That is amazing. And you know, sometimes, you know, we're all set to do something. We're all set to help. And then all of a sudden something gets in the way and we're distracted and we never get to do what we wanted to do, never get to see what we wanted to see. And sometimes we wake up in the morning and say, yeah, I'm going to obey my mum every day or all day. But then something comes in the way and you're distracted. You want to do your own thing, please yourself, and it never happens, does it? And sometimes we say, ah, yes, I am going to honor God with my life. But then friends come, other things come in, and then we don't really get to do what we want to do. And we miss so much because we leave God outside of our lives and we're not follow through those things and those convictions that we have. Now, what I want us to do is look at celebrating mums. Mums have got an amazing job, haven't they, on their hands when they look after children. And one of the jobs that they have is being a coach. Oh, that's the wrong coach. Sorry about that. That's the wrong coach. And that they have a job trying to train and help each of us. And you know, that's an amazing job, isn't it? And when you have to be coached and helped and taught so many things, mums are always there. So it's a good thing today to celebrate mothers because they teach us so much, don't they? Can you think of one thing that your mums have taught you? You can't think. Yes. Don't be naughty. Yeah. What? Why did you need to be taught that, I wonder? Who knows? Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to do. Taught Catherine how to pray and led her to the Lord Jesus. What a more wonderful thing could happen? No. Yes. How to knit. Okay. So that's a good thing to do, isn't it? Can't think why, but I think it's a good thing to knit. Yeah. Never got the hang of it myself, but yep, knitting's good. Any others? Yes. Your mum taught you to pray. That's always. And any others? One last one. Brilliant. That's a good thing to do as well. Okay. Now, they teach us so much. And we need to celebrate mums and thank them today for being a coach and for teaching us and being there when we need them. And I was thinking of the Lord Jesus. And this, you see, he was leaving us an example. This is what this verse says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. And the Lord Jesus wants us not just to follow the example of our mothers and sort of take the advice from them, but we turn to the living word of God and we see the Lord Jesus. He said, I'm going to give you an example that you should follow in my step. Do what I do. Do what I did. And the Lord Jesus was obedient, wasn't he? That's a good thing. That's a good place to start, isn't it? Obedient to his parents. And we need to make sure that we obey our parents. Why should we obey our parents? Any ideas? Eddie? So we get presents. Okay, I think that's wishful thinking, isn't it? Okay, any others? Why should we obey our parents? Because the Bible says, absolutely right, honor your father and mother. And that's good. We need to make sure that we obey our parents. But we need to obey God's word, and especially the Lord Jesus. And one of the things he wants us to do is follow him, because he said this, you must, if mum says, you must, what's that mean? Yep. Yeah, you must means you must. Yeah, very deep. Yeah, anything else? You must. If they say, you must, what's it mean? You should do it. And the Bible says, you must be born again. That means you must, that means that it's absolutely imperative, absolutely essential, absolutely necessary for you to ask the Lord Jesus to come and take away your sin and live in your heart. And that's brilliant. Now, celebrating mums, because they're a coach, teacher, there's another one. They're a doctor, aren't they? A mum's doctors or nurses? They do that job, don't they? They don't actually get a job as a doctor, but no, they don't. No, they don't. Yep. I'm going to tell your mum that. Sometimes you don't actually want to be a doctor, and you don't actually want that job. But you've got that job, whether you like it or not, because they care for us. And they want to, you know, they've got to know, mums have got to know when to get the calipers out and things like that. They've got to know what's the situation is. So mums are like doctors, really. Oh, no, not that doctor, sorry. That's the doctor. And they're like caring for us and looking after us. And I was thinking about our relationship with the Lord Jesus. Can we all read this verse in red, okay, and the reference in black at the bottom? Let's all read it together. Here we go. But he... All of us need the living God to help us. And he knows exactly what we need. When we go to the doctor, he'll look at us, examine us, and he knows most of the time what the problem is. God looks at us and he knows what the problem is in our lives. And the fact that we've left the Lord Jesus outside of our life is the biggest problem. And we need to be healed from that sin. And the Lord Jesus came and died and shed his precious blood upon the cross so we could know his healing and his forgiveness. Something else about mothers. They're taxi drivers, aren't they? Or are they just imagining it? Do they take you here and they take you there, don't they? Even when there's a big row going on in the back? Or doesn't that happen in your cars? I wonder. Oh, sometimes, does it? Tell us more. And sometimes it's really, really stressful. But they still do it. And you know, sometimes we go through all sorts of difficulties and all sorts of problems. But the Lord Jesus said, I will be with you. Even when it's tough. Even when we fall out, even when we say hurtful and difficult things, the Lord Jesus is with us all the time. I will be with you. And we can cope with anything if the Lord Jesus is with us. Do you know what he said? I will never leave you or forsake you. Henceforth, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I'll not be afraid. So wherever you go and whatever you do as a Christian, God is with us by his Holy Spirit, helping us, and he'll see us through. So, mums are a bit like a coach, a teacher. They're a bit like doctors or nurses helping us. And they're a bit like a taxi driver. And, you know, God is able to help us in every situation and teach us as we look at his word. And he is with us whatever we go, wherever we go, and however stressful life is. And just a couple more. Chef. Is she a chef? No. What do you mean, no? sorry, say that again? Your dad's the chef, is he? Right. Well, hey. Anybody, hands up those who think their mum's the chef in the house. Okay, right, yeah, brilliant. Now, if we turn to God's word, we see Jesus declared this. He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. In other words, when we come to the Lord Jesus, he knows exactly what we need, and he will be able to supply all that we need. So he's going to give us his word, which is like bread from heaven. It's like something we really, really need. Bread illustrates to us that we can't do without it. We need it to sustain our bodies. And the Lord Jesus is what we need to sustain us and help us through life. A couple more. Okay. They're encouragers and they are comforters. Sometimes we all need a hand, don't we? A help up. a tough and difficult time. Sometimes we just need an arm around us to help us and encourage us and say, well done, or to comfort us when we fall or mess up. And mums are there to encourage and to comfort, and they really, really do. But the more wonderful thing is this, that the Lord Jesus is our encourager. He comforts us, and he is with us all the time. Look at this verse in Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We all go through tough times, troubled times, but God wants to be with us and to help us and to see us through. He wants to encourage us. He wants to comfort us. And so it's so very, very important that we trust him as our Lord and Savior. Ask him to come and take away our sin and live in our hearts so that we can know his encouragement and we can know his comfort even through tough and difficult times. We're going to pray right now, and then we're going to close. I think, mums, if you behave, the children might have a gift for you. So, all the ladies. So, ladies, okay, so that's that's good. Right, let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for the fact that we can celebrate mothers today. We thank you for them. We thank you and praise you for the amazing things they do for us and around the home. We celebrate that and give you thanks for them. Thank you, Father, that we can just understand that you are all that we need as well. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for the Lord Jesus. And pray that you'll bless us as we consider these important truths that we've looked from your word this morning. And we give you thanks as we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.